Pops Foster describes Lake Pontchartrain.
Sunday was your big day at the lake. Out at the lakefront in Mildeburg, there'd be 35 or 40 bands out there. The clubs would all have a picnic and have their own band or hire one. All day you'd eat chicken, gumbo, red beans and rice, barbecue, and drink beer and claret wine. The people would dance to the bands or listen to them, swim, go boat riding, or walk on the piers. The food was mostly every tub. That means everybody takes what he wants and waits on himself. The musicians had just as much fun as the people you played for. Mondays at the lake was for the pimps, hustlers, whores, and musicians. We all go out there for picnics and to rest up. At night, they had dances in the pavilions out on the piers.
Dude Botley. Monday nights at Lincoln Park was something to see, especially when the madams and pimps brought their stables of women to hear Bolden play. Each madam had different color girls. Ann Jackson featured Mulatto, Maud Wilson featured High Brown, so forth and so on. And them different stables was different colors, just like a bouquet. Bolden played nearly everything in B flat.
Pops Foster says,
when I went out at night around New Orleans, it was mostly to hear different bands play. I only saw Buddy Bolden's band play once at Johnson's Park. That's where the rough people went. I knew all the guys in the band and later on played with them. Buddy played very good for the style of stuff he was doing. He played nothing but blues and all that stink music, and he played it very loud.
This tune is Salty Dog, probably one of the types of tunes that was played late in the evening when things were getting low down and dirty. and also easy to improvise lyrics to. This is the Humphrey Littleton Band, music they produced for a BBC documentary about Bolden.